approaching Starbase 179, sir.
Have impulse, Mr. Crusher.
Going to have impulse.
Captain, this is the bridge. We've arrived at Starbase 179. Acknowledge, number one. Established position 090, mark 345, at 27,000 kilometers. Hailing frequency. Open. Starbase 179, this is the Enterprise.
Enterprise, this is Starbase 179. We're ready for transfer on your mark.
Thank you, Commander Data. You have the bridge. Ensign Crusher, you're with me.
Starbase 179, we are ready to commence transfer.
Acknowledge, Enterprise. Begin transfer.
Welcome aboard the Enterprise. I'm Commander William Riker, your first officer. Those of you who are here as replacements can step outside and follow Lieutenant Lewis. He will assign you to your crew quarters. Ensign, you're here on the exchange program if you would just follow Mr. Crusher.
Mordock, what are you doing here? You couldn't have graduated the academy already.
I am not Mordock. I am Mendon. Ensign Mendon from the planet Benzar.
Sorry. It's a friend of mine. You look just like him.
We are from the same geostructure. Naturally, we look alike.
How do you tell each other apart?
We just do.
It's nice to have you here, Ensign. There will be a briefing and indoctrination session in 15 minutes.
I want to tell you how happy I am to be assigned to the Enterprise. It wasn't just luck. I requested it. I know I can be of great help to the ship.
Yes, of course. You just follow Mr. Crusher?
Yes, sir.
Commander Riker, report to the phaser range, please.
On my way.
Wondering if you had any feelings about the officer exchange program initiated by Starfleet Command.
Just positive ones, sir. Actually, I just welcomed Ensign Mendon on board. Certainly seems eager to please.
Well, that's a Benzai trait. It's been suggested that an officer from the Enterprise might participate in the program.
That's probably a good idea.
Well, there is a Klingon vessel in the area.
I don't recall hearing of a Federation officer ever serving on a Klingon vessel.
Oh, no, neither have I.
It might prove to be beneficial.
Well, having Worf on board certainly has been.
Yes, sir. Who did you intend to send, sir?
I thought of asking for a volunteer.
I might be interested, sir.
Damn. Sorry, number one. What was that?
I said I wouldn't mind the assignment, sir.
Any particular reason?
Because nobody's ever done it before.
Well, I'll inform Starbase of your acceptance. They'll contact the Klingon vessel and make the arrangements. Final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Thank you.
Captain's log, Stardate 425-06.5. We have departed from Starbase 179 and are headed for a rendezvous with the Klingon vessel, Pag. I have informed the staff, Commander Riker's temporary assignment.
I have studied and know everything about my heritage.
Then you're just the person I need to talk to clear something up. It's been my understanding that one of the duties of the first officer of the Klingon vessel is to assassinate his captain.
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't that bring about chaos?
Of course not. When and if the captain becomes weak or unable to perform, it is expected that his honorable retirement should be assisted by his first. Your second officer will assassinate you for the same reasons.
The method of attrition must take a little getting used to.
The Klingon system has operated successfully for centuries.
It is different.
Many things will be different.
Wonderful method of maintaining a constant control factor over defensive shields, but I'm sure there's a way to improve response time. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you. Just thought I could be of some help. However, I am correct in what I said. Is superb designing, absolutely first rate.
Yes, it is. Would you care to be more specific?
The input sampling. It's simple, yet efficient enough. Of course, a minor change of the helm readout would be much more helpful in emergency situations.
You've never had any problems with it. Have you seen it work?
Not a practical exercise, but in theory, my theory, it would be more than a marginal improvement. I'll have to mention this to the captain. He is open to some astute observations, isn't he?
I've never known the captain not to listen to one of his officers.
Outstanding. Soon we'll get things running perfectly.
Klingon delicacy. Hippias claw. This is heart of Targ's. This, of course, is Gog.
Gog?
Yes, serpent worms. Would you like some?
No, thanks. I've never heard of a Klingon starting events on his own vessel, but you might.
Not if I weaken first.
I know all about that. Their beliefs are rather brutal, but usually what kills us kills them.
Well, that's certainly good to know. Would you like something to drink?
I'm abstaining, in honor of your last hour on board.
Your sacrifice will not go unnoticed.
Well, I'm familiar with the practice of the feast before the transfer. I've done it dozens of times. However, I usually made more palatable choices.
Well, these are the more palatable choices.
Thank you. We know so little about them. There really is so much to learn. This is a great opportunity. I envy you, Mr. Riker.
Oh. Thank you.
Transponder?
Slightly altered to transmit an omnidirectional signal and an emergency call.
Use the spectral?
Simply a security precaution. I want to ensure your return to this ship.
Sentiment, Lieutenant Worf.
efficiency, Commander.
I understand. Thank you.
We have a Klingon vessel approaching.
Hailing frequencies.
Open. They are returning our hail in proper language. It is the Paw.
On view screen. I'm Captain Picard of the USS Enterprise.
This is Captain Cargan of the Klingon vessel, the Paw. Beam your first officer on board immediately.
We are preparing to do so. And, Captain, you're getting a fine officer.
Thank you for your opinion, but I will judge that for myself. Screen off.
Not very hospitable, are they?
That is not your concern. Observe your station, Ensign Mendes.
Didn't mean to offend you.
You didn't. Yet.
Commander Riker aboard the Paw.
Acknowledged, Captain.
Mr. Data, you have the bridge.
Aye, sir.
Good luck, Commander.
Thanks, O'Brien.
I wouldn't want to go.
Why?
You're not afraid, are you?
No, I'm not. I would be.
Not already, sir.
Thanks. Energize.
Resume course, Mr. Crusher.
Aye, sir.
Take over, Commander Data. I'll be in observation.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, I am Ensign Menda. I just wanted to tell you how pleased I am to be aboard the Enterprise.
Yes, of course. Good to have you aboard.
If you have a few minutes, I've noted a few procedural changes which might speed up operations on the bridge. I pick things up very fast.
Yes, of course you do. You have an excellent record, Ensign. However, here on the Enterprise, we use the chain of command. You will report your observations to Lieutenant Worf.
I beg your pardon, Captain. I just wanted to impress upon you
that
I...
No need to apologize, Ensign. We should have explained it better to you at your indoctrination.
Ensign Minden. You may impress me.
Happens to be a commander. Now, what were your orders?
To escort you to the captain.
Proceed.
Yes, Commander.
Commander William Riker of the Starship Enterprise.
That is incorrect.
I don't understand.
You are Commander William Riker, first officer of the Klingon cruiser, the Far. Or do you intend to disobey Federation orders?
I have no such intention, sir.
Exactly where are your loyalties, Commander?
I'm afraid I still don't understand, sir.
This ship is equipped with our best weapons and our finest warriors. Although we are on a peaceful mission, we are ready to go into battle instantly. I know I can count on every Klingon warrior in this crew to serve and die in that battle. So I ask you again, Commander Riker, where are your loyalties?
I've been assigned to serve this ship and to obey your orders. And I will do exactly that.
Will you take an oath to that effect?
I just did.
Of course, if we go. Or maybe not.
This is your second officer, Lieutenant Clank.
Is there something you wanted to say to me, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir. I do not believe you.
Then I take it you challenge my authority over you.
Correct.
And your position on this, Captain?
I would say it is your first command decision.
Captain Cargon and myself. Your only concern is with how you obey my orders. Or do you prefer the rank of prisoner to that of lieutenant?
I will take your orders.
And you, Commander Riker, obey my orders.
Of course, Captain Cargon.
Registered an unknown substance on the aft quarter of the exterior skin of the dorsal section.
Target that location and define.
Aye, sir.
I've located it, sir. The dorsal of the engineering section.
View screen on. Focus on area. Magnification factor 10. Increase magnification to 50. Analyze. The substance appears to be a rare form of subatomic bacteria capable of doubling itself in size every 15 minutes. It seems to be reacting with two of the compounds present in the Enterprise structure.
Origin.
Captain, I noticed it when I did an intensive scan of the POC. The Klingon ship.
To whom did you inform?
No one. I have not yet completed my full analysis.
You're supposed to report whatever is out of the ordinary. I think that falls into this category.
But, sir, as I said, I have not yet completed my full analysis. It would be improper to report it until then.
How did you come to that decision?
It is a Benzite regulation. No officer on the deck of one of our ships would report an occurrence like this until he had a full analysis and a resolution. I have simply followed proper procedures.
It is our procedure, Ensign, to notify command of any possible danger to the ship. The decision is not yours, if you understand.
Yes, sir.
Now, you will continue with your analysis and determine the danger not only to our ship, but to the Klingon vessel also.
Yes, Captain. That will take a couple of hours.
use whatever resources are necessary. It appears we may have encountered a new life form. I want to know everything about it as quickly as possible. Commander Data, supervise.
Aye, sir.
And then I will instruct you in Enterprise etiquette.
First Officer's personal log. I have been aboard the Park a short time, but long enough to be impressed with the abilities and single-mindedness of the Klingons.
Good.
Commander, you're not eating very much.
I'm not that hungry.
Is the food all right, Commander?
Delicious. Tibia's claw was excellent. I also enjoyed this breguet wong.
And the roe keg blood pie.
Delicious.
Good. Then you also enjoy this.
Isn't that gosh?
Yep.
Very good. You did some research on our nutritional choice.
Yes, but... Still moving.
Gosh is always best when served live. Would you like something easier?
Easier?
Yes. If Klingon food is too strong for you, perhaps we could get one of the females to breastfeed you. You're not worried about my weakening, are you? Look around you. There are no old warriors.
No, sir. I'm sure they all died with honor.
Exactly. You may live long enough to learn about us.
He is not very attractive, but I will have him.
They are inquisitive. They would like to know how you would endure.
Endure what?
Them.
One or both?
I may be back for you.
Are you serious?
Yes. Commander, would you say you're a typical Federation officer?
I suppose so.
Why? Well, except they're not what I expect.
In what way?
You have a sense of humor.
I was thinking the same thing about you. In all my dealings with Klingons, including our Lieutenant Worf, the thought never occurred to me of Klingons laughing.
There is much about us you do not know.
That's why I'm here.
You should ask.
I may. After this tour, I may have some worthy questions.
Questions about what? About our future? Our future is on us. Our present is serving this ship. Like you, I have a mother and a father. They look like me. I look like them.
Are they still alive?
My mother lives, and my father was killed in battle at Tarnum Soth.
And your father?
My father? My father was captured in battle by Romulans and not allowed to die.
eventually escaped.
Where is he now?
He is on our planet. He waits.
He waits for his death.
He will eventually fade of a natural illness and die weakened and useless. Honorless. I will not see him. Your father. The Klingon is his work, not his family.
That is the way of things. He's your father.
Klingons do not express feeling the way you do.
Perhaps you should.
We would not know how.
Yesterday I did not know how to eat God.
It is confirmed that the organisms feed on some of the compounds that make up the hull of the Enterprise.
And the Klingon ship, the Pog.
They are more susceptible. Their hull contains more of the compounds.
Projection. According to the rate of reproduction, there should be a 12-centimeter opening in the Klingon hull at this time.
Signal them at once. They could be unaware of their danger. They may need our help.
Aye, sir.
Change course to intercept.
Aye, sir.
It will take some time to locate them, sir. They are on undesignated maneuvers in the Theban system.
Find them.
Tell me, Commander Rex, what do you make of this?
I saw no collisions. Were we hit by a small meteor?
No, no collision.
Corrosion, then?
No, not corrosion.
Science station analyzed?
We already have. Unfortunately, the cavity opened onto a section that could withstand a change in pressure.
Then what is it?
A space organism eating away at our hull.
What are you talking about? What is it? I mean, you must have some way to repair it.
I'm afraid not.
Our estimate is that in less than 8 hours, we will have lost too much of our shell to remain intact.
The only vessel we've had contact with recently is the Enterprise.
There was no direct contact with the Enterprise.
Tactics officer, report to Commander Riker.
The Enterprise did conduct an extensive scan of this vessel.
That's normal procedure.
What type of beam did the Enterprise use to cause this damage to our hull?
None. Why would they do that? We're allies.
But my logs indicate that the Enterprise directed an intense scanning beam at this specific area. For a duration of 2 minutes.
Explain that.
I can't.
It could be a weapon.
It's no weapon. The Enterprise has no reason to do that, especially with me on board. It makes no sense. Why?
Why? It's no longer important. What is important is our response to this attack. Engage cloaking device. Change course to intercept the Enterprise.
What do you intend to do, Captain?
Intend? There's only one response. I intend to attack the Enterprise and destroy it.
Progress. You've eliminated half the possibilities already.
Thank you. But I seem to have become efficient a little later than was needed. It was my responsibility to learn and adapt to the Enterprise's regulations. And I didn't do that.
Not really. You just made an error. Captain Picard may not like them, but he knows they turn up from time to time.
I failed. I had an opportunity to show the captain my superior capabilities, and I failed. I can never recover from that.
Mendon, it was a mistake. You didn't put the organism on the hull. You discovered it. You were trying to analyze it and messed up my protocol a little.
I realize you are trying to be nice to me, and I appreciate it. What I don't understand is why.
Why not? I thought you could use a friend.
Thank you. I only hope I can learn your ways before I mess up again. I imagine my methods must seem foolish to you.
They're different. But that's what this exchange program is all about. You learn the way we do things and take that information back to your command. It's up to them to decide which is better.
You're right. I'll do it your way. I'll work even harder than I did before. And I'll succeed brilliantly.
What is the status?
Unchanged. The rate of increase continues.
Commander Riker. Check the organism growth with engineering. Keep him under scrutiny.
Captain, I'm not convinced Riker knew of any plot against us. If he did, why would he have come on board?
Because he was ordered to.
To die?
This expectation of any officer to be ordered to die at any time.
For a Klingon, perhaps. The Riker's people do not volunteer for death so easily. He may be a spy, but he's no coward.
That only proves that he's intelligent. And you might not be as strong as you used to be.
Captain, I've picked up the Enterprise.
So soon?
The Enterprise is on an intercept course with us.
You almost had me believing this was a misunderstanding. But the Enterprise has changed course and is following us. Why?
Ask them.
Reason is obvious. Their intent is clear. How long before we make contact?
Less than 15 minutes, sir.
Put the ship on full battle alert. Arm all photon torpedoes. Let them charge into the destruction!
Our bearings show that we should be in contact with the Klingon vessel now.
Slow to impulse.
Aye, sir. Impulse key.
Fitting frequencies are open. There is no response. Continue transmission.
The pox is either cloaked or destroyed, sir.
Conduct an intensive scan of the area.
The Enterprise has slowed to impulse speed and is making an intensive sweep.
Hold your position. Let them come to us.
They may be here to help you. Don't be a fool.
Do not forget my rank.
I haven't. I am simply trying to help you understand.
I understand fully. Now you understand. I am still captain of this vessel, and you are still crew and sworn to obey me. You gave me your oath.
Yes, sir, I did.
And fulfill that oath, and serve this ship as you swore to. Tell me of the surest method of attack against the Enterprise.
I won't.
You must. It is a matter of honor and loyalty to your oath.
I will not surrender the secrets of the Enterprise to you.
Your word is no good, then how can we ever trust Starfleet?
I will not break any vow that I have taken in the past. I have also taken an oath of loyalty to your ship. I will not break that.
They are in conflict!
No, sir, they are not!
I will obey your orders. I will serve this ship as first officer. And in an attack against the Enterprise, I will die with this crew. But I will not break my oath of loyalty to Starfleet.
If you
had told those secrets about the Enterprise, I would have labeled you a traitor and killed you where you stood. But instead, you will die with us. You will die with the Klingon.
Managed to isolate the organisms on our hull. They are a submicron form capable of breaking nuclear bonds in the tritanium plate.
But can they be removed from the hull?
Yes, they are controllable and can be removed from the hulls of both ships by using a tunneling neutrino beam.
Thank you, Anderson. Well done. Initiate that procedure. The lieutenant, add that information to the hailing messages.
Aye, sir.
Lieutenant.
The Enterprise has changed hailing messages. They now include a promise of cleaning the organisms and helping in repairs.
I told you they're here to help.
I do not believe them. Arm all weapons. Prepare to attack.
Captain's log, Stardate 42507.8. Although our search has been extensive, we are still unable to locate the Klingon ship or any evidence of its destruction.
Considering the absence of debris, Captain, it is reasonable to assume that the Klingon vessel is in the area and cloaked.
Agreed.
And since we do not know its intent, I recommend we go to Red Alert.
Make it so, Lieutenant.
Aye, sir.
The Enterprise has raised its shield.
That's a normal procedure when entering into a suspicious situation. It's not an act of aggression. The Enterprise will not fire first.
Then they are fools. For we will.
You'll get only one shot.
We'll only need one. Stand by on phasers and torpedoes. Prepare to fire them simultaneously.
I recommend you don't fire until you're within 40,000 kilometers.
Why?
It will cut down their response time.
You are honoring your promise to serve us?
Would you do less?
You will give the order to fire, Commander Riker. All out distances. Any questions, Mr. Riker?
There's one thing I'd like to say. I question your judgment. In my opinion, your reason for forcing this confrontation is not valid.
Are you finished?
Yes.
Commence with attack as ordered.
55,000 kilometers in closing.
Is that a weapon, Commander?
No, sir.
Give it to me.
We are receiving an emergency signal from a command transponder. Location 035, mark 313. Frequency and code designated as Commander Riker.
Chief O'Brien, lock onto that transponder signal.
Yes, Captain. We're not yet in safe range for a transfer.
And defensive shield is still in place.
We may have to stretch it.
We have to know what's going on.
Commander Riker is the only one who can tell us. We'll beam him directly here onto the bridge.
On my command.
Yes, sir. I'll wait for 40,000.
48,000. 44,000.
Transponder room, stand by.
Ready, sir.
40,000.
40,000 kilometers.
Prepare to drop cloaking shields and fire when ready.
Transporter room, energize.
Hold where you are, Flag.
I relieved Captain Cargon. He was acting in an irrational manner.
I'm your captain now. Where am I?
You're on board the Starship Enterprise.
He tricked me!
He's only dazed, sir.
Oh, that's fine. But where's Commander Riker?
Cloaking shields off. Obey my orders. We will be destroyed. If we are, it will be in battle, and I will die with you. So I repeat, cloaking shields off.
This is the Enterprise. We are here to assist. Do not fire.
They will not believe you.
Ah, we are here to assist. Do you read me?
Enterprise, this is Captain William Riker of the Klingon vessel Pah. I order you to lower your shields and surrender.
Lower shields. Surrender as ordered.
I demand to be beamed back aboard my vessel.
Transporter Chief, prepare to beam Captain Cargan back aboard the Pah.
Aye, sir.
Captain Riker, we can carry out your repairs immediately.
Thank you, Captain Picard.
Should have killed me.
I don't want your command.
But you tricked me to get it.
Either way, you can have it back.
Then return to your station. Get him off my ship.
Yes, Captain.
You understand the Klingons better than I thought, Commander.
Thank you, my friend. Been one of the shortest assignments in the history of Starfleet.
Wrong, number one. It was almost the longest. Well done.
Thank you.
Actually, I learned quite a bit. Apparently, not when to duck. When not to duck would be more accurate.
Welcome aboard, number one. Now, Lieutenant, conduct the commander to sick bay.
Aye, sir. Commander?
Your little toy worked, thanks.
I'm glad it did.
You come from a very brave and unique people. I'm glad you're with us on the Enterprise.
Thank you, Commander. And welcome home.